Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Rural Medical Scholars Program 2017. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Ann Sansing, Mississippi State University Extension Instructor and Rural Medical Scholars Director. So, Ann, tell me what Mississippi State University Extension is doing to help promote health careers with youth in our state.
Well, Amy, we have a program called, like you said, Rural Medical Scholars for academically talented students between their junior and senior year of high school that are thinking about becoming physicians. For 5 weeks this summer, scholars will take two college-level pre-med courses, biology and sociology. They will visit the UMMC Medical School and talk to faculty and students. They will get to experience the day-to-day practice of medicine by shadowing doctors as they work. They will also be able to make new friends with similar interests and goals. They will participate in practical learning activities designed for an aspiring physician. They will also earn participation as a junior master wellness volunteer, or earn certification, as a junior master wellness volunteer. And they will also have the opportunity to live on campus at Mississippi State University and get a taste of college life. This program does offer a variety of elements to help interested students answer that all-important question, is medicine for me, and is this truly what I want to do?
Okay, and what drives the need for the program? Is the availability of healthcare professionals an issue?
Yes, Mississippi has the lowest number of physicians per person in the nation. The majority of the state's primary care physicians practice in only 4 counties, so clearly these numbers mean limited access to care for Mississippians, and that limited availability contributes to many of the negative health status outcomes that plague our state.
Do we have any success we can point to from the Rural Medical Scholars Program?
Yes, Amy. This will be the 18th summer of the program. Approximately 71% of our graduates have gone on to pursue health-related careers such as nursing, pharmacy, counseling, dentistry, physical therapy, and even medical research. 37 have gone to medical school, and 32 are practicing physicians. That's residency or private practice as of today.
Okay. Now, what types of practices and about what locations do these students go to? Is it family practices or maybe specialized practices at all?
The students will be shadowing physicians in the Golden Triangle area, Tupelo, Starkville, West Point, Columbus, and maybe Eupora. It will be family medicine and some specialty areas.
Now, how do interested students or even their parents get more information about these programs?
More information can be found online at extension.missstate.edu/RMS, and they may call me at 662-325-4043. To be eligible, a student must be currently a high school junior with a composite ACT score of 24. The program will run from May the 28th through June the 29th, and applications must be postmarked by March 20th and will be competitively assessed. The expense of tuition, room, and textbooks is a $3,400 plus value that is covered by the program. The accepted students pay a $100 fee and the cost of their food during the program. This is truly a summer to remember for students interested in medicine, Amy.
Okay, and so by extension.missstate.edu, is that spelled out extension.missstate.edu/RMS?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. And your phone number is 662-325-4043.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Ann Sansing, Mississippi State University Extension Instructor and Rural Medical Scholars Director. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.